This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The head of the European Central Bank said last week he'll do whatever it takes to save the euro. Well, today's the day for action. The ECB has just wrapped up a meeting, and the news so far is that the bank is not cutting interest rates to boost lending. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London with more. Stephen, so no interest rate cut, but it sounds like that wasn't going to be the main event this morning anyway.
No, indeed. That on its own would have been a bit of a disappointment. What investors are hoping for is, or some investors are hoping for, is the big bazooka. Those remarks last week by the head of the central bank led some investors to infer that the bank was about to wheel out the biggest possible weapon in its arsenal, printing money and buying vast quantities of Italian and Spanish government bonds. That would certainly stop the crisis in its tracks. It would make it a lot easier for Spain and Italy to borrow, and the danger of default would recede. We'll find out a bit later whether that's what the ECB has in mind.
And why has the ECB, Stephen, become so central to solving the European debt crisis?
Because the politicians have failed, and the ECB is now regarded really as about the only institution left, certainly with deep enough pockets to deal with this crisis. And this crisis is probably the central problem facing the world economy at the moment. The fact that President Obama has just weighed in calling for Europe to take decisive action is very significant. I mean, if Spain and Italy are unable to meet their funding costs, if they default, it would be a disaster, perhaps, for the euro and the world's number two reserve currency. It could unleash a lot of turmoil just when we don't need it.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jeremy.